Welcome back to Texans Weekly. You know, it's hard to believe J.J. Watt can continue on the pace that he has, but he did just that on Thursday night, recovering the fumble for yet another touchdown, the third on the season. Let's head into the locker room, hear what J.J. and some of the other players had to say about the game.
You know, when you give a team 24-point lead right out of the gate, you're going to have a difficult time. Emotions are frustrated, but optimistic. You know, I think you give a team a 24-point lead like that, it'd be pretty easy to shut it down and say, okay, that's a tough loss. But we fought. We gave it a good shot, a good run. But in the end, we didn't make enough plays. You know, here we sit at 3-3. And we got a little bit of a long weekend here. Get our bodies back. Get our minds under us. Whatever that means. Get our minds back. And get to come back out on Monday Night Football. And an opportunity to play against a good football team on national television again. So, you know, I think it is a tough loss. I think it's frustrating. But I really don't think that it's definitely not time to panic. There's no doubt about that. It's not time to panic. The way that this team fights and the way that these guys battle and the way that we go out there and we give it what we have, we just can't give teams 24 points to start a game. As a defense, we can't let them drive down the field like that, and then you get an onside kick and they get the ball right back and they're moving quick, and it started to pile up fast, but we settled down a little bit, and then we got it under control. But like I said, you let them jump out that big, that early, you're digging yourself quite the hole against a very good football team. Their first drive, they did a good job moving the ball down the field. And then that onside kick, obviously, that's a big play. And so they go right back out there, they score again. And then we give up another one. And it snowballed on itself in the first quarter, and we can't let it do that. And so we got it corrected by the second quarter, but by that time, you're down 24 and you're fighting up a pretty big hill. And we put ourselves in a chance to win the game a couple of times, and we didn't get it done. I think we didn't play well in the first quarter. And I think that's we'll have to watch the film and see exactly why we didn't play well. But I don't think it was anything mentally or emotionally. I think we were here and ready.
Can you talk about your fumble return, just how exciting that was?
Yeah, obviously, you get a chance to change the momentum. You get a chance to put points on the board. It's huge. It's huge for your team. And you got to score points any way you can in this league. And so we go out there and we put points up on defense and obviously get ourselves back to a little bit closer and give ourselves a chance in the game. And big play. But at the end of the day, not enough. So got to find a way to do more.
There was still a lot of highs in this game. Is there anything you want to take into the next game?
You know, I think that we'll watch the film. We'll see what happens. But we need to continue to create turnovers on defense. We need to get off the field on third down. And we'll figure out what we need to do. But like I said, definitely not time to panic.
The coaches had us all prepared for this week. You know, since it's been a short week and teams are going to try to come in and steal possessions, they're going to show you something different on offense that we haven't seen just because it's a short week. I mean, we did it too. We had different calls on defense that we was going to show them that they haven't seen, and they burned some timeouts. I seen with the coverage that we had in, you like to say that's what happened. So, but when you prepare for that, nobody can tell you exactly when it's going to happen. And they took their shots. They got an early possession on us in the game, got up, you know, 17-0, then they got scored again and made it 24-0. It was tough from there.
We needed to tackle better today. We need to tackle better today, all 11 guys. I mean, I think everyone can attest to that, and everyone will give you the same answer on that. Six games in, you got a lot of room for improvement still.
Once you kind of get in that hole, I've said it before, it's hard to get out of. And that one was a big one to come out of, and we were right there at the end. And we just got to be able to make those plays at the end, and the penalties and turnovers are killing us.
Coming out of that hole, though, what's that say about you guys, the fighting spirit, all that stuff, but the execution, too?
I don't think anyone ever doubts what the fight is in this team. Everyone knows everyone's going to be behind each other in all three phases of the game. We just got to be able to capitalize on certain field position and not, you know, hurt ourselves and shoot ourselves in the foot, which is what happened tonight again.
So. I found out we're a group of fighters, and that's the most important thing. You want guys who are going to play with effort and tenacity, and that's the first step. And, you know, we got a bye week to recuperate and get back to work.
Surprised you played as much as you did today?
My job was to, I was told to go out there and be ready. So I was just prepared as best I could. And luckily, you know, I was able to go out there for quite a bit of snaps today. And, you know, I thought I played okay. A lot of things to work on, and we'll address that tomorrow.
You know, we fought, but, you know, we lost. So, you know, obviously, you know, losing's never okay, never acceptable. So, you know, we're going to all evaluate ourselves. We have a lot of time to do that and get our bodies back, but we really need to, you know, look at ourselves and, you know, evaluate each other, but evaluate ourselves individually.
What do you think?
We just got to execute better. I just think that's the biggest part, you know, probably to our slow start. You know, let's just execute better as offense.
Now, what do you take away from a game like this where you get down 24-0 and you still have a shot?
Well, we all know that, you know, this team is going to fight. I mean, that's never been a question. Just you can't put yourself in a hole like that. But, you know, I still think we should have won the game. Just I think, you know, my turnover was probably, you know, it was the biggest probably mistake of the game. And took the momentum that we had going down and, you know, I really thought that we were going to go down and get points. And, you know, I made that big mistake there. So,
can you take us through what happened on that play?
I don't know. I didn't have the ball cleanly. You know, just trying to make something happen, you know, before really protecting the ball. And, you know, I cost my team. So, you know, I accept full responsibility for it. And, you know, that's probably why we lost tonight. So, wish I could play again tomorrow to change that and redeem myself. But, you know, I got to wait till next week.
I know you made a lot of great catches in your career. A touchdown catch early. You got the first one that you made 24-7. You made very many ones better than that?
I don't think that was, I don't really think that was great. I think I've had way better catches than that. So I just think it was just a play in the game.
What'd you think about J.J. Watt scoring another touchdown?
You know, like I said before, he affects the game in so many ways. He's a hell of a player. You know, I'm glad he's on my team. So I enjoy watching him play every week.
Andre, with Fitzpatrick, what are you seeing from him? I mean, do you feel like you guys are getting what you need from him? The numbers actually were good today, and he got you guys back in this game. Some people criticize him, but it seems like he's giving you guys what you need right now.
Criticism is going to come. Mm-hmm. I get criticized, so it's going to come. I mean, if you're not a fan favorite, you're going to get criticized. So that's just the nature of this business. And that's pretty much it. All you can do is go out and play your game and, you know, not worry about what people from the outside have to say.
Does it do any good to ask you about becoming the second fastest to 13,000 in the history of the game?
Nah, that don't really matter. I'm going to focus on what happened tonight. So, like I said, I'm just, you know, thinking about that mistake that I made. So, that's the only thing I worry about right now.
How do you look at this team going forward at 3-3?
I don't think we're in a bad place. I think we have a very good football team. We just have to get it all, you know, playing on the same court. I think, you know, we have breakdowns here and there, you know, offense, you know, defense, you know, some on special teams. I think we can all just get on the same, you know, same pattern, you know, we'll be fine. So, but I think, you know, we have a hell of a football team. We just got to get it, you know, headed in the right direction.
It feels like you guys are closer to winning than having lost two straight, 3 out of 4. I mean, being that close and the rallies and everything.
Like I said, I think, you know, we have a good football team. We know that. But we just got to get it. We just got to execute better. You know, I think, you know, this little break we get, even though it's not a bye week, but I think, you know, we can sit down and, you know, look at ourselves as a team and, you know, just go from there. You know, like I said, we 3-3. So, you know, the season's not over. We got a lot of football left to play. And, you know, this is a good chance for us to see where we are as a team, what, you know, we need to fix as a team and as players to get us, you know, headed in the right direction and, you know, not to have those slow starts and stuff like that. So hopefully we can get that fixed over these next few days.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We will see you next Thursday night for Texans Huddle. And then be sure to travel with us to Pittsburgh Monday Night Football. We will be there counting it all down on Texans Countdown Live and then wrapping it up on Texans Wrap Live. Have a great weekend, everyone.